Once again, with great joy, sharing from my heart in Christ to your dear hearts, a message I've entitled, Where Sin Has Reigned, Grace Now Reigns. Abundant grace, that's what we want reigning in our lives this day and going forward as soldiers of the living Christ. Romans 5:17-21 tells it well. For if by one man's offense, the sin nature that Adam and Eve attained and passed on to us through the generations, you see, folks, we are born with a nature that is capable of sinning. We are born with the knowledge of good and evil. And any one of us can slip into that evil side of that knowledge of good and evil. But when you become a Christian, glorious, glorious, wonderful things happen. God puts a new nature in us. The Holy Spirit from God enters our hearts. The moment we ask Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior and confess with our mouth and mean it, Jesus Christ, you're my Lord, then we behold, if any person be in Christ, you're a new person. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So this new nature in Christ only likes what Jesus likes. And you know that right well, you who have received Jesus Christ as Lord. And then in our lives, we need to grow in the Lord, be in the Word and prayer and praise, so that you could be a person that has a well-fed spirit by the Word of God. And the Word of God is feeding your spirit today out of my mouth. Hallelujah. And it is to be, like it says in Romans 5:17-21. We are to receive abundant grace, and that's what comes into our lives through Christ our Lord and seeking Him, and the gift of righteousness. Oh yes, when you became a Christian, God put on you and I a robe of righteousness, a beautiful robe of righteousness, for our righteousness is of Christ in us and with us and through us. And so with this abundant grace flowing in your life and mine, and the gift of righteousness, it says we will reign in life through the one Lord Jesus Christ. God has destined that when troubles hit our lives, it's not to be the straw that will break the camel's back. No, not at all, beloved ones. It's to be something to draw us closer and dearer to God, that His strength will be manifest, and call upon Him. Oh Lord, let your abundant grace abound in me, and the gift of righteousness be manifesting that I have as a Christian, and then I will reign in life through Christ the Lord. Reigning in the matter of every life struggle, that we bounce back like the palm tree. You look at Psalm 92. The righteous are like the palm tree. The palm tree always bounces back because it is so rooted and grounded in the earth. And we are to be rooted and grounded in our Lord Jesus Christ in His holy word, that of a truth, the abundant grace would abound and the gift of righteousness, and we would reign in life through Christ.